till 11, you're listening to Mitchell Dye with Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
And Libby Coker, the Labor candidate for Corangamite, joins me on the line now. Libby, good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Thank you so much for joining us. How's the campaign going?
Oh, yes, working hard. I've actually been travelling around to through Corangamite. It's quite a large electorate we've got in places like Ocean Grove. I've been down there talking to people in Belmont, across to Colac. It is a large area and there's a diverse range of issues.
Well, looking at some of the issues that have been making news this week, a big one has been same-sex marriage. I mean, first of all, if there was a free vote in the Parliament, how would you vote if elected?
Look, I believe wholeheartedly in same-sex marriage. I believe that it's time that people, everybody's treated the same. Same-sex marriage should be a reality in Australia.
And do you think that the government's approach of having a plebiscite at the next election is a viable option so that we can take the politicisation out of the issue and just let the people decide?
I think that we have a very strong push from the community to have same-sex marriage accepted as a reality. I think that to have to wait is the wrong thing to do. Here are people who should be treated democratically. They should be included. We should not be having to wait. I don't think this approach is it's not fair on those people. I also believe that a referendum is way too expensive. It's going to cost us, I've heard, $100 million, which is outrageous. I think the people, there is no reason why we cannot make it, put it to the Parliament, make a decision now.
Is the Labor policy, assuming that that doesn't go to plan and the government remains steadfast in saying it's going to be a binding no vote, would the Labor Party go to the election and seek a mandate and say we're going to implement same-sex marriage, and then if you win the election, presumably you have a mandate and then you can just legislate for it in the Parliament?
Yes, look, I think that approach is the right approach. I think, in a sense, the next election will be part of that decision people will make when they vote will be, are you a supporter of same-sex marriage or not? Would the Shorten Labor government will be a government that will introduce a bill for marriage equality within 100 days of being elected. We've made that statement at our recent conference, and I think there's a clear difference that people can take to the polls and hopefully make a decision which will mean that same-sex gender couples can be married and feel a part of our society rather than excluded from it.
And when you're out talking to people across Corangamite, do you think same-sex marriage is an issue that a lot of people prioritise over other issues?
Look, I think what people are saying to me as I travel around Corangamite is that same-sex marriage is something that they accept. It shows, they're saying to me that Tony Abbott and his government are stuck in the past. There's a real strong sense out there that this is a government that is not governing with the people, that's out of touch, and I think same-sex marriage is symbolic of that. I think people are wanting a government that is actually looking to the future and giving them hope that they and their families are going to have a future.
Moving on to what I think is a very big issue in Corangamite, and I'm sure a lot of people would be talking about this, is the whole unemployment and economic situation. You know, people always say it's the economy is stupid when it comes to government policy and that the economy is the biggest thing. How do you think the local economy is trending?
Look, I think unemployment in Corangamite, particularly in the city of Greater Geelong and the Geelong region, is not travelling very well. And we're currently at about 6.4% unemployment, with 800,000 people across Australia unemployed. That is an unacceptable figure. How do we actually reduce that figure? I think that the Abbott government shows that it's out of touch once again. We have an Abbott government that is not looking to new industries such as renewable energy. There are a lot of jobs in that sector. Really, basically, the Abbott government has no plan for our economy. And when the Abbott government came in, we were told we had a budget debt emergency, and yet we've had no talk of this emergency since. So I don't think that there is a plan, that the Abbott government has a plan for Geelong and Corangamite.
Although in terms of the budgetary position, do we need to look at getting the deficit down and then eventually turning a surplus?
Yes, look, I think we do need to look at other ways of reducing debt, but I don't think it's via a GST, which impacts on people who can least afford it. We have to tax those big multinational companies. I don't think there is a willingness from the Abbott government to go hard on those huge big multinationals that are currently not paying any tax. I think that is disgraceful. It's part of my campaign that we push and get those large companies to pay.
And what are the short-term things that you can do in Corangamite if elected, and I suppose if it was a shortened Labor government, that would get the unemployment situation back under control? Are there short-term things that we can implement straight away to get things moving?
Yes, look, I noticed you had a G21 advert on before I came, which is the councils who come together to support initiatives. One of the G21 pillar projects is the GROW project. Now, that's a project where we're working with industry to encourage young people into local industry. I think that is something that we need to pursue, and I will be supporting that initiative. I also believe that in terms of working with our strengths, we have Deakin University, we have Gordon, we have CSIRO, we have a strong education sector. We have to actually build on these strengths. I think that we also need to lay some foundations instead of actually ripping money out of education. We have the Abbott government, which has already cut $30 billion from our Gonski National Plan for School Improvement. That plan was to help people, young people in schools, develop skills to actually have really high standards of numeracy and literacy, and that has been really undermined by the Abbott government. That's been cut. These are the things you need to lay foundations, and then you have to work with industry and educators to ensure that people can skilled up for jobs in the future.
And some quarters of the community, and particularly the business community, are talking about IR reforms. And I've seen that the union movement has come out in quite a big way around Geelong recently, talking about the issue of penalty rates. Under your vision, is pretty much all IR reform completely off the table and we're keeping things as they are?
In terms of penalty rates, I believe, there has been, the Abbott government has put forward a proposal for penalty rates to be cut on Sundays for retail workers, hospitality workers and workers in the entertainment field. I oppose that. I believe that if you work on a Sunday that you should be paid fairly. And I think that it does not actually make sense to cut people's wages. It doesn't lead to increased productivity. Those people who work on a Sunday go out and spend their dollars. It means that a student who works on a Sunday can afford to pay the proposed $100,000 degree that the Abbott government is trying to push through the Senate. Those dollars are important to families so they can get services, support their children in school. I believe the penalty rates are something we've fought hard for, and we need to ensure that workers' rights are protected.
Now, looking at the environment, and you've mentioned that a few times in there, one thing that really popped out at me was this renewable energy target and the idea that we'd have 50% renewable energy by about 2030. Is that actually doable?
Yes, I think it is doable. There are some experts who are saying that that's a target that could be reached before then. I believe that renewables are the way of the future. I think that coal is something that we need to move beyond, and I think that Corangamite is a region that has so much potential. We have much greenfield site, we have great infrastructure, and renewable energy could be, we could be a leader. And I think in terms of industry, we need to support the development of batteries that can store energy so that we can see households with their own energy base, businesses with their own batteries. And therefore, we're going to be, hopefully in future to come, we'll be reasonably self-sufficient and not reliant on old energy. So the key to this also is jobs, and Corangamite has the potential to be a renewable energy leader and to also deliver jobs for people in our region.
Do we have an idea of what this 50% renewable energy target would cost, though? Because there's been a few figures that have been thrown around, mostly by the government.
Yeah, look, I think that we, costs are, I think what we need to look at is intergenerational investment. This is not about costing, it's about investment. And that is the way of the future. We want our children to be able to grow up in a place where it is healthy and there's a sense of hope, and that they're going to live in a place that where there's going to be jobs generation. And I think we need to look at it in terms of investment rather than cost.
And one big thing is a price on carbon or an emissions trading scheme, but I just worry that it could end up coming down to a debate of semantics about what a carbon tax is, what a carbon tax isn't, and that we don't actually get to talk about the features and benefits of a price on carbon, and then, of course, logically, whether we should do it or not. Are we just able to say that, yes, this is a tax on carbon, the idea is to increase the price of carbon-intensive goods and services, so then we can actually move on to have a discussion about what we're actually doing it for in the first place?
Look, the we've moved beyond a carbon tax. I think that's the Abbott government trying to scaremonger. We're moving on to looking at renewables and looking at how we can invest in those industries. I mean, if we're looking at how we're going to proceed, we've already said the Shorten government is a Shorten Labor government will actually abolish the direct action policy of the Liberal government. And I'm not sure if you're aware of that policy. Basically, it pays our biggest polluters taxpayer dollars to reduce their emissions. Now, that is not efficient. So we're going to abolish that, and we're going to move on to how do we support renewable energy. And I think that's a future that I think we've seen that people want.
But there is going to be a price on carbon, isn't there, that would see carbon-intensive goods and services increase in price for a consumer?
Look, I think there's many ways to skin a cat, and I think that we have to wait and see the detail. But I know that Labor is very aware of costs and is going to be ensuring that prices, instead of going up, will hopefully be going down. And it doesn't necessarily follow that if you invest in renewables and that you're going to have prices going up.
I mean, the reason I say this is just because a lot of economists and people are saying a price on carbon is a more efficient approach as opposed to direct action. And I just wonder if we can just say that, yes, you know, there is going to be a price on carbon, and you know, then we can start to talk about some of the impacts. But I think acknowledging that is really, really important.
Yeah, well, look, I think there is going to be some discussion in the lead-up to the election on this. Obviously, I mean, what we do, how we approach energy and is very important. And I know that Labor is well aware of costings, and as we get closer to the election, there will be more detail released on that.
Well, good on you, Libby. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, and you've agreed to come back on a monthly basis on the third Tuesday of the month. So we'll speak to you on the third Tuesday in September.
Yes, looking forward to it. Thank
you. Good on you. Thank you so much, Libby Coker there, the Labor candidate for Corangamite.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.